Hi, my name is Marion Ferro. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO Radio in Medford, 91.5 on your dial, and streaming online at WMFO.com. I'll be here for the next hour playing Rock Under the Radar show, try to play music that maybe isn't so familiar. Good stuff that, you know, you might want to hear. I'm going to start with a few local bands, like I often do. And first I have a band who was the winner of the Indie Rock Artist of the Year for 2016 at the Boston Music Awards. It's the Devil's Twins, and it's their recent single, maybe not that recent anymore, but Little Sister Let It Run. And they're going to be playing Friday night at the Hibernia Irish Pub in New Bedford, Mass. So here is Devil's Twins with Little Sister Let It Run.
Tell me, what's the story now? Lift out all the wax and made a new life for yourself. So tell me, how were all the dinners, the parties and hotels? The numb would I had wanted, but had made the bed myself. So you can
we'll The rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Heard several local bands the mic's kind of getting out of my way here. All right, first we heard the Devil's Twins with the single Little Sister Let It Run, and as I said, they'll be playing Friday night at the Hibernia Irish Pub in New Bedford, Mass. After that you heard Diabligado with Wretched Soul from their self-titled album that came out last year. Nikki Coogan from the Devil's Twins also sang on this number. Diabligado's Facebook page reads, quote, "We are the gray area between roots and rock," unquote. And that sounds good, as the music's rock, some rockabilly. And besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. Diabligado will be at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on Saturday night. Then you heard one more local band, Flight of Fire, Rockstar Life, from the 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, this hard rock and four-woman band was in this year's Rock and Roll Rumble. They've opened for bands such as Bon Jovi and the Jay Giles Band. I'm just really psyched to see women rocking hard now. You know, no, I don't mean now, but you don't see it that often. It's usually more softer music. It's great to see hard rocking women. Thanks to Mike Stewart for this disc. And I believe they just won the New England Music Award for Best in State in Massachusetts. So that's very cool. Congratulations to you guys. Now I have something old that you may not know. It was this band called Cats in Boots. I loved this band. They were like my favorite band back then. This is the 1989 album Kicked and Clawed, which was the only album. And the song I'm going to play is Long, Long Way From Home. I just love this band. I love Joel Ellis's vocals. The musicians were excellent. The songs, too. And the lyrics were interesting, a little different in the world of hard rock. And one amazing thing was the band had four members, two Americans and two from Japan, and they didn't speak each other's languages. But they sure communicated well in the language of music. Love this stuff. So here is, like I said, a band you may not have known because they said just one album and they weren't that well known. This is Cats in Boots with Long, Long Way From Home.
She's got a dad.
right now, those songs were all had a relation between them, or among them, should I say. First one was Cats in Boots with Long, Long Way From Home from their 1989 album Kicked and Clawed. And as I said, they were my favorite band back then, as I loved the lead singer, Joel Ellis. And the second band you heard was called Heavy Bones, and Joel Ellis was the lead singer in that band as well. He moved on to them after Cats in Boots. And the song was with Where the Living Is Easy. Where the Living Is Easy from the self-titled 1991 album, their only album. And another interesting thing with this, the band's guitarist, Heavy Bones guitarist, was Gary Hoey. Yeah, who we hear a lot now. Local guy, not necessarily playing around here, but he grew up around here and has played around here sometimes. He comes around every so often, and so there's Gary Hoey on guitar there, and then followed up with Gary Hoey, a solo. It was, Born to Love You, was that right? Yes, from his album Dust and Bones, which I believe it was his most recent album, like last year or so. And that was a really good one too. As I said, he's a Mass native, but he left here a long ways back, but he might live around here somewhere now, and he plays around here sometimes. He's also put out several Ho Ho Hoey Christmas albums where he does excellent guitar versions of Christmas standards. And I guess that kind of leads into a little bit of serious guitar. That was some serious guitar, and I'll play you a little more. Right now I have, Jeff Beck doing his cover of the Beatles' A Day in the Life. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Rory Gallagher.
see you all again. Good to be back. I hope you're going to enjoy the music. How about singing? Give it a bit of a welcome for the bass man. We got Mr. Jay McAvoy at bass there. Back on the drums, Mr. Radia. On the piano, Mr. Lou Martin.
Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello there. Okay, we did hear some more serious guitar there after Gary Hoey there with Heavy Bones, and we heard Jeff Beck doing his cover of the Beatles' A Day in the Life, and that's from an album called Live and Exclusive from the Grammy Museum. I know nothing about that album except I have it. Don't know why, but great stuff. Beck's version of A Day in the Life is so great guitar in there. He's always got great guitar. And then before that, or after that, I'm sorry, was Rory Gallagher with Cradle Rock from Irish Tour 74. Great stuff from Rory. And then Buddy Guy with Damn Right I've Got the Blues from the album of the same name. And we ended with Philip Sace doing Ruby Electric. And you know, anyone who listens to my show regularly knows how much I love hearing Philip Sace. Great, great stuff there. Absolutely. Great guitarist. Now, let's see, what should I put on next? Let me see. Let me look. See now, I'm trying to see what I've got to put in here. Let's not. 10 minutes left. Okay, let's see now. All right. I will get you. Let me see. How about something from the Virgin Marys? This British band, really good hard rocking band. This is from their first album, I believe. And the song is called Taking the Blame.
Crossfire, 'cause you know it's my place to take all the bullets and save you from your fall from grace. Just like a personal punch bag for your stiff upper lip. For better, for worse, I'm your love, I'm your curse, I'm your Freudian slip. Well, I'm taking the blame, taking the blame, taking the shame out on my name.
All right, you just heard a couple more songs to finish out the set. That was the Virgin Marys with Taking the Blame from King of Conflict. And then you heard Joe Bonamassa doing Cradle Rock, which you heard Rory Gallagher doing earlier in the show. It's Rory's original. And you heard Joe's cover of it. And Joe put that on his very first album. I believe it was the first song. And then one of the times when Joe played in the UK several years ago, Rory Gallagher's brother Donald let him use Rory's guitar to play at the show he was doing. That must have been really cool. Joe Bonamassa playing Rory Gallagher's song Cradle Rock on Rory Gallagher's guitar. Cool stuff. I wish I'd been at that show. So anyway, it's just about time for me to get out of here. So I hope you've been enjoying the show. My name is Marion Farrow, and this was Rock Under the Radar. I'll be back here again on WMFO next Monday at 2 o'clock. And you can also hear me on WCAC on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8, same show, but longer. Anyway, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your dial, WMFO.org to stream it online. And I will see you next time. And in the meanwhile, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Next, you're going to have Story Time with Papa T coming on. See ya.